Australia's third largest listed gold producer, Northern Star, has come through with half-year results today, and they were largely in line with market expectations. They have been advising the market about some small sales, small acquisitions, and also a brown bagging or closure of one of their major mines in Western Australia, which came into effect in January 2018, that impacted these numbers. If we have a look at their net profit after tax, it did fall by around 7%, largely in line with market expectations. They've also come out and seen their gold sold increasing by 9%, which was a great result because they have sold off some of their smaller assets. They are looking at ramping up their capability, and they are on track to meet their full year guidance as well. So full year guidance of gold being sold around 525 to 575,000 ounces, and they are on track also to meet their ongoing guidance. Now they're hoping for calendar year 2018 that they will be able to produce 6,000 ounces of gold, and they are expecting that they'll have mineable life viability that will go through for the next 10 years at their current and growing mine assets. Now, if we have a look at their costs of business, that did increase. A lot of that was due to the fact that they had the depreciation charges from that Paulson mine, which was paused back in January 2018, and that increased by around 21.8%, and it's having an impact on the share price of Northern Star today. Their mining operations earnings totaling around $222.6 million, which was slightly higher than what the market was expecting. Their all-in costs coming in at $1,043 Australian dollars per ounce as well, and that is in line with the guidance of $1,000 to $150 per ounce over the full year. They announced today an interim dividend of 45 cents a share, and they also announced that their exploration plans, which have been pushed forward a little bit because of the closure of Paulson, are on track. They spent around $56 million over the half, and they're looking to invest another $130 million in capital over the full year.